Call this meeting to order. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation, please. Heavenly Father, please bless the people of this city and help this council make the best decisions for the people. In Jesus' name, amen. May be seated. Thanks for coming, everyone. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lafair.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting, have any additions, corrections, or questions? If not, we have a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting.
So be.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report.
I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you. Treasurer's report, treasurer's absent. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
Nothing for me.
All right. No engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to address this board?
I'm good tonight, just listening.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bill. All right, moving on to committee and finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
No report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow.
Ben's been working on the big sinkhole over by DG, and they're doing some camera work and some different kinds of things to get some different pricing to see what avenue we need to go to fix it. It's going to get pretty pricey. I think it's old brick, isn't it? Old brick.
Yeah.
Original brick one. That's leaking somewhere.
Original.
Yeah. Yeah, so. So he's working on that pretty diligently and getting some camera work done to see what direction we need to go with on that. So he's been doing a good job with that. Other than that, don't have anything else.
All right. Thank you, sir. Streets and alleys. Alderman Livingston.
On the Catholic Cemetery Road, apparently the culvert is bad that's supposed to drain the west side of the road. And it goes across someone else's property. So probably before we go down there and start replacing this, we ought to make sure we got an easement or get an easement. And we actually need to put a second culvert in down there because this it's so long, you know, it's hard to get it to go to one. So we'll find out.
Again, where is the culvert?
It's at Craig McCoy's first property.
Okay. After Art and Marsha's, before Craig's house?
No, this side.
Okay.
Where the cows are.
Okay.
If that helps any,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll check.
There's a big culvert there, and I think we need another culvert partway back to the corner, don't you?
Yeah, the one culvert south of the cemetery itself. We'd like one a little further south between the start of Catholic and right before the last one there on before the cemetery.
Yeah, the one is right at where Craig's cattle lot is.
Okay.
And it's a big one, but Evan walked out to the field and there's holes all the way through the field. So it's more than that.
Where does it go to?
It goes to the creek to the east.
So it doesn't go under the road, it goes...
it goes under the road, comes from the west side of the road, goes under the road, through the field that's maybe owned by Bob Whitsett. I don't know.
That's what he said when he
was down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to go look at it. I'm not clear on the
Heaven can guide you, or you could call me if you need to, but okay. That's it. Thank you.
We'll find it out.
Thank you, Dave. All right, police and ESDA. Alderman Brad Ward.
Hey, read the packet from Chief Tunney there. There's some applicants we need to look at, probably get a set up for some interviews. The committee or the mayor, however you
want
to do it.
Well, the police committee. I want the police committee to review the applications. We'll go over them together. So if you want to set up a committee meeting to go over them, that'd be good.
We'll do.
I have something to just tell. I got a call from an elderly couple on Euclid. They're very, very upset because of the speeding on Euclid by the, those, he said those things, those 4x4 things and dirt bikes and let's see, oh, loud pickup trucks. And let's see, I think that was
part of Euclid.
So, and I told him he wanted to know if I'd bring that up in a meeting. I said, sure, I will. That's what I'm here for. So, I brought your attention to it.
Did you tell him to call the police, the sheriff's office?
Yeah, I told him. I said, you go ahead and refer and call.
Okay.
You know, police during day and county after anything, so.
Yep. Okay. All right, thank you. Moving on to water. Alderman Kendall Miller.
Evan, are we still good on water? I mean, quantity-wise?
Yep.
Good. That's all I have.
All right, thanks, sir.
Speaking on water, just to take you up, I have a meeting to review the reports that were done on the tower and ground storage. I believe the 5th of July, so I'll go over that with the engineer, and then we'll get with you and
okay.
The council after that to go over a broadspan.
All right. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Moving on, utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
I've got really nothing new, but I would like to compliment the street crew, part-time, full-time. Everybody's out cleaning streets and cutting brush, and everything's looking good. Looks like we've got a bunch of hard workers out there, so.
I had someone approach me on the street today and tell me the same thing.
Yep. So. They're doing a good job.
Yes, they are. All right, moving on, tourism.
Everything's good. Music Park's been going very well. We got growing pains, so we're going to work things out and get everybody comfortable. We had the Arts Council there, which not only encompasses Fulton County, but Peoria County, Tazewell County, the whole area actually, and they had several booths set up in the park, and so we're going to get everybody where they need to be, and we got I think it was a slushy guy that's going to come and wants to come and set up, which is perfect. So it's going good. This week is a local band too. It's the Reflex, which are the Jingle Brothers. And so if everybody can make it, that's all I have.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody it's Kids Day Saturday.
That's right.
So all the activities are free, the games, the music, karaoke, bouncy house. I think you guys are cooking hot dogs and I'm going to sell.
Did you need any cupcakes or anything?
It's up to, if anybody wants to bring anything up to give away, we can. We got, you know, prizes and little gifts for kids and face painting and dunk tank and.
Cool.
And while we're on that too, there is an all community church service Sunday in the park. So I forgot about that. So.
It's at 10 a.m. too.
Pardon me?
It's at 10 a.m.
Is it 10? Okay.
So yeah, the kids' day is from 12 to 4 Saturday.
Okay, on the 4th of July parade for the kids. Do you know if they need desserts there too?
If they need what?
Desserts there.
I'd call Susie if I was you.
Okay.
She might have everything. I know she's got plenty of water. The school or the store was donating that.
So I know last year we donated cupcakes, so I didn't know whether she needed them.
I don't know what all she's got so far.
Okay, I'll give her a call.
And I think the fire department, did you get some hats? So they're going to have a booth there at to hand out some little fire hats and stuff. So a lot of different things.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right, moving on. Tax increment financing. TIF. Alderman Spotlow, you got anything, John?
Nothing.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. Citizens Committee. Is Amanda Sutton?
She's absent. She told me she hasn't heard anything on any of the grants this week. So.
Okay. Moving on, Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenny Hickey.
I really don't have anything other than remind everybody Christmas is less than 6 months away.
Thank you, Mr. Hickey. Moving on, Public Works Report. Evan, what do you have for us?
The only thing I got left on top of everything that was discussed is the grant that Cindy had gotten us for the electric copper. I've been working on getting quotes, estimates on that to see which way to go with that and how to move forward. I think we're going to talk to him and just go over it one last time to make sure we do everything right for identifications. That's all I have left.
All right. Thanks, Evan. All right, we'll move on to unfinished business. We have something to do for the parking on West Euclid.
Yeah, so I stressed about what terminology to use because I was going to apologize that I was on vacation, but I'm really not sorry that I went on vacation. I regrettably don't have that done. I was back in the office for the first time yesterday since the Wednesday 2 weeks prior. But I will have that in your hands before the next meeting to go ahead and pass that. We just need to add that block to Schedule 1 of the parking prohibitions, and that'll be pretty straightforward. So I don't expect there to be a lot of technicality with it.
Okay.
I do have one question.
Question?
Yes. On that, right on the other side, there's one little parking space that I usually park there. Is that going to be included in the ordinance for no parking?
Well,
they painted it orange, so I didn't know.
The
orange. Yeah, it used to be yellow, and it was just faded. They okay. Missed it last year when they painted.
Okay.
So all I did was touch up what was missed.
Okay.
So Billy, to make it, I guess, for all of us to be able to understand easily, what we typically do is the 100 block of whatever it is. So we don't describe it as far as like the, you know, the east 175 feet of the 100 block or what have you. Is just usually on the block.
Okay.
But if these guys want me to do something different, we can go measure
that. So does that mean that nobody can park on that side of the street for that whole block?
That would just be from the alley up.
From the alley. He's not saying from the alley up, Kendall.
What are we wanting to...
It's just from the alley up.
So it's from the alley between the rocket and the...
Yes, up.
Okay.
To the main...
I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
So where's this parking spot you're talking about?
It's between the alley and the patio.
Yeah, there's just a little space there. They use it for unloading and that.
And I usually park there because I'm usually unloading things into the bar.
Right. Did we figure out what we're going to do with the signs yet?
I thought they were just going to put one on this post. The last post said no parking here anymore.
Well, I called the state like I was supposed to, and they came down and looked at it, and the lady said they put a temporary stop sign there right now. They're trying to figure out some way to extend the arm out on the present stop sign.
Okay.
But we now have to add a sign down here that says stop sign ahead. So that's probably going to cost $400 or $500 to do that.
What about the no parking signs, though?
We have to order them.
Have you figured that out? What we're gonna
well, that's going to be pretty difficult for you to narrow that down to one stall past the alley.
So I'm thinking maybe we could designate.
You're about gonna have to go with the alley to Main Street, right?
I'm not worried about that. I'm thinking it'd be easier if we just put as indicated by signage or something.
Yeah, that'd be easier.
The only parking space is the one she's talking about.
Yeah.
It's one space.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want you to not make it a parking space. She wants it to be a parking
but
space.
But I haven't just painted it.
But, you know, I've just...
I told her no.
The problem is if you don't make it a parking
space. I mean, I...
That's not a bad idea.
The only reason they had that painted even back in the day with what I had understood is when trucks would park there to unload, if someone was parked on the other side of the street, then they're sitting there waiting, and they got to go through the parking lot to go around. That's why I'd see... They've always had that painted, it just, the kids missed it.
Did you say unloading zone sign? Did somebody say that?
I said unloading zone sign for her to unload.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about, what are you going to do with your metal post? Or are you going to?
Paint them. I have copper colored paint to match the roof.
How about some requests of, how about yellow paint on it?
Ew.
I think don't see that.
Never.
I know, I'm not color coordinated.
Wow.
I'm a guy.
Leave it
that yellow paint with no parking stickers on, up and down on each boat.
Nah.
I think it's good.
I think it's good too.
Alright, we'll figure it out.
I'm gonna drag you up back and beat you.
Alright.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention ahead of time, Billy, I appreciate that.
So, anybody have any questions or want to add to this?
I think I have a question, I don't know what we're doing.
Alright.
Is anybody else confused, cause I don't know what to type?
The pertinent part for today's purposes is that we're gonna look at the ordinance at the next meeting.
Okay.
So we're gonna table this until next meeting.
Okay.
The biggest thing in the beginning was just to get the parking, so nobody would park in front of the new addition there.
Right.
And that was the whole purpose of putting no parking in.
Okay, we're gonna table that and move on to new business,
Before you go to new business, can I?
Whoops.
Unfinished business?
What's that?
We don't have it on the agenda, but, the property up here on Main, is it?
I already talked to it.
It's good to go?
Yeah, it's good to go, and we're gonna put it on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay, alright.
So, okay, moving on, new business, this gutter repair on City Hall, who's got information on that?
Well, I kinda do. I contacted, Ned Whole House Construction, cause they had done the roof and the gutters. Have this one over here that's hanging, so they come and looked at it, it's not covered under warranty because it's wind. The warranty's only for defective.
Imagine it.
Yeah, so, he said, well, you know, fix it for $3,000, and we'll tighten the other ones. I'm like, well, so, today I contacted our insurance, but I haven't heard back from him, cause I didn't think of that the other day. So we have $1,000 deductible. Then, I know Evan and Gary looked at them, I don't know, do you guys wanna try to fix them? I don't know.
You'd have to buy the gutter and whatever tool they use to, it's all seamed together.
So it needs a special tool.
And then they do something to seam it together, there's no screws, it's just tied in on a piece of tin.
So what you're saying is we better have somebody else do it?
Yeah, that's why I need something.
Say yes. Okay, thank you.
So.
You wanna be up there, I don't know.
Turn it into the insurance then, I guess I just wanted to know for sure what you guys wanted me to do.
Did we get another bid on it?
No, cause they're the ones that put it up.
If we turn it into the insurance, it should just cost us $1,000, no matter what their price is.
Yeah, so we have $1,000 deductible.
Yeah, yep.
So it seems like that's the easy out.
Sometimes insurance wants more than one bid too.
Well, they might, yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, you know, but from experience at home, if they didn't put it up, they don't wanna fix it.
Yeah.
If we're having that issue.
We just have this installed, so we figure they won't come back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not that, they're not that old.
I think the insurance is a good step.
Why do you do?
So, I'll wait and see what he says then, so that's kinda what that, I just wanted confirmation to go ahead and do the $1,000 deductible on the insurance.
So, okay, do we need to do anything with that, or just wait until?
Why don't we table that too, till I talk to him at the insurance company?
Alright.
Okay.
Table that till next meeting. Alright, next we're gonna talk about a mini excavator for the street department, this is a budgeted item, Evan's been shopping, and Evan, what did you come up with?
Well, I gave quotes out for equivalent size of 35s and 50s. Got ahold of Cat, John Deere, Case, Bobcat, a few of them that we sat down and talked about, the John Deere, they can get something like that, it'd be later fall. They would have one that we could rent for a period of time before the new one come. The Bobcats, they currently have some in stock, you know, it's day by day. I researched stuff on what application we're using it for, if we're using it for ditches, and then in the future, if we're to get a certain attachment, a brush cutter or anything with these machines, which ones would run them, you know, the best, and with flow rates and stuff like that, I felt like the price and everything, that Bobcat felt good at 50E, I think so it is. With the weight, talking to a lot of people, they said to go with the little bigger ones, because you'll want it when you don't get it. So for the price not being that much more than 50 on that, and the availability, and then the parts, you know, we got a store right up there in Peoria, so it's on our way to our lab, anything, so it's not far, not hard to get to. So getting stuff seemed pretty easy on the hand if we needed it.
So what's the price of the one you want?
It's 70...
$73,350.
And that's the Bobcat 50?
Yes.
And John Deere and Caterpillar are higher. The Bobcat model that he researched picks up more weight than the John Deere or the Cat or the AK, all of them. It actually picks up the most weight of any of them made, so.
But service and parts are all close by?
Yep, yeah, it's right there in Bellevue.
That's probably the biggest thing, because
they're out there by the airport, Peoria.
Yeah, yep. They're right there. The engine, that's a non-DPF engine, so no regen, nothing like that. The other models have that. That's a process just on emissions and stuff that I can create downtime in the future.
That's a big plus, not having to regen and making stuff.
Do they have this one now?
They did Friday, day by day, because nothing's locked in. Yeah, they set them all out. I drove up there Friday on the day off and checked them all out. Looked at them. I couldn't physically look at the others. Case had one in Urbana. John Deere currently don't have any until, I think it was late this fall sometime, they get one in.
But you only did it yesterday, huh?
John Deere don't even make that excavator. I got here, they switched to German right here a couple years ago. They just painted green and put a sticker on it and charged them more. Since this was budgeted, does this have to be okay?
Yes. Yes, even its budget, yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, it was a budgeted item. There's money in the budget for it. Evan likes the Bobcat. Thinks it'll do what we need it to do.
So. I'll make a motion that we go ahead and purchase the Bobcat excavator.
The one he wants?
For the E50 for $73,350. Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second
that. We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotler.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Everything.
All right, next item on the agenda is city cleanup day. Do we want to have an all-town cleanup day like we've had in the past couple of years?
Can we bring in dozers?
Been successful.
We did budget for that also.
Yes, yeah, we budgeted for that too. We just need to set a date.
Sure.
Don't make that many dozers.
You know what day we looks good, Cindy?
I'm leaving that up to Evan.
Evan?
It's his crew doing it.
I think you're about too late to help you summer help, so.
When did we do it last year?
Well, we made it till later when we didn't have summer help, so I put more work on, yeah.
Last year they did it before the old town yard sales, which I don't know, I'd wait until after something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Hope some of
when are the sales? Anybody know?
September, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they're in September, aren't they?
Usually around.
Sometimes they just have them during scenic drive, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I got something cleaned up, so it's off it, so the town looked better.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, I think it was, September, and then, but you didn't have the extra kids to help then.
Yeah, which will be gone, you know, coming up here soon anyways.
So, you know, that's why you wanted to maybe do it in July instead.
The only thing I'm thinking with that is more people are likely, as hot as it is, be reluctant to be out there tugging their stuff to the curb when it's 100 degrees. I mean, the participation level may be a lot lower.
Right. Right. I'd rather work in the fall than in the summer.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They usually started on Monday, didn't they? They've always started on a Monday?
Yeah, we do Monday, and that gives us enough time to roll to.
For all week?
Yep.
We can prove it and determine the date. So, the schedule and see what's best.
Look at what?
We can approve it, and then we can pick a date next meeting or something, whenever he has a chance to look at the schedule or see when everything is.
That's a good idea.
Or just table until the next meeting.
And the next day, it'll be fun.
The only thing I know of is Scenic Drive the first 2 weekends of October.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're going to done before that.
If we do it in September, like the middle of September.
We can do it in September.
I think last year it was like the 18th or something.
Is that something you want to try with volunteer
like the third week of September?
Or would you rather just do it the way you do it?
We just throw a couple guys per truck and just load them, and then the guy sits down bottom and loads all day for usually 4 days straight. So.
Okay.
Do you want to do it mid-September sometime? Is that good or not?
I think it's when they did last time.
Yeah, it was around like the 18th or something. Not the
somebody got a calendar?
September 18th is a Monday, if that's the right year.
Monday?
Yep.
Can we get that, tell everybody to have it out there on that Monday?
On that Monday. And
yeah, it has to be out by some
by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, because you strategically go.
Yeah, I mean, some people have longer, but it's just because you got to start somewhere. But yeah,
I know everybody's been asking about it.
Yeah, we're going down.
Well, then they should have their yard sales like that Friday and Saturday, and then have pickup.
I don't even know who's in. I mean, Chamber doesn't do all town yard sales no more.
I don't know if we're doing one in September.
I mean, they haven't for a couple years.
I'll make a motion that we approve for starting September 18th.
All right. We have a motion.
Specifying everything has to be out by 7 a.m.
On that morning.
Yeah.
And there'll be a list of stuff that they
can't
do.
Most people set it out Sunday night.
Yeah.
And we can put the
usually
list
I put out a
paint
paper that says
electronics
and
all that
what
stuff
they can and can't put out.
So we have a motion and a second for September 18th, 2023 as the all-town trash pickup. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Set for September 18th. Moving on, everyone have a chance to look at the bills. Have any questions? Answers for the bills. If we don't have any questions or discussion on the bills, have a motion to accept the bills.
I make a motion to accept the bills.
Have a motion and second to pay the bills. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, the bills are paid and motion carries. Anyone have anything else? We have nothing else on the agenda? If not, we have a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.